Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I'm glad that you've joined us for today's program. I have a special guest with us today, scientist, inventor, and studier of quantum physics and quantum leaps and quantum faith, Dr. Van Kuverein. It's wonderful to have you with us again.
Thank you, Patricia. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, my gosh. You are one of the most fascinating people I've ever met, honestly.
Thank you.
We just had lunch a little while ago, and it was the most awesome conversation over lunch. I thought, wow, where does he get this big brain from? But of course, the answer is obvious.
Yeah,
he
the
got
answer
it from
is
your
obvious.
Heavenly Father.
He gave you did
a
it.
Great big giant brain. Anyways, today we want to talk about a few interesting subjects, and one of them is you mentioned over lunch that matter has memory, and
yes.
you pointed out to my ring, and you said the stone in your ring, which is a sapphire. But it could be any stone,
yep.
I think. The stone in your ring has a memory. It can tell stories. Yep. Can you explain this to us?
Well, it starts with a scriptural concept. Now, we could go to computers and digital cameras and cell phones and say you put a chip, which is matter, into the cell phone and it takes a picture, put it in your computer and you can play it back. But let's go back to the source.
Okay.
Let's go back to the scriptures. Now, Joshua is a very strange man, okay?
He also had a big brain.
He had a big brain. As a matter of fact, he was made to see and to say things that have changed lives down through the eons of time. Mm-hmm. He not only could make the sun move backward and give him enough time to win a war, he could put a frequency across the field and knock down the walls of Jericho. But in the last chapter of his book...
You know, I never thought of it like... that language.
You go there today and it's talcum powder. The stuff can't even stick together. Get it wet and it won't stick together.
Wow.
I mean, it's so fine. He altered the lattice structure of the atomic form of those mud walls. And they're no longer mud.
Wow.
It's like talcum powder. They won't stick together and there's no lattice structure left. It's the particles will not adhere to each other. But let's go to what he said in the last chapter. They'd had their covenant with God, and he had become the leader of the Israelite tribe, of the 12 tribes. Mm-hmm. And they have their covenant with God, and they make their commitment, and he picks up a stone from the altar. Now, that was at Shechem. Becky and I have been at Shechem, and that's Ramallah in today's world. And that's part of the Palestinian possessive land. And there is a quarry there, a stone quarry that makes floor tiles for the city of Jerusalem. And I buy floor tiles, ship them home, or a company does ship them home, and I have a machinist that cuts them up in little squares, and I put them in one of my books that's called Elsewhere. That's a different subject. But those stones are from the place where Joshua said, this stone, and he holds it up,
right.
And he said, this stone has heard and will be a witness against us, meaning it's going to play back.
Wow.
In the New Testament, Yahshua,
right.
Not Joshua, Old Testament,
right.
New Testament, Yahshua says in Luke 19:40, I love that number.
Right.
I discovered America in 1940. That was my birth date. Okay, so I became in 1940
right.
birth. So in 1940, in the book of Luke, he says, the stones will cry out. Joshua said they would record. Joshua and Jesus both said they would play back. I believe that in all matter, and as those are listening to me today, you think about it. And physicists, go ahead, write me that letter. I've received them before. That all matter has a subatomic vortex. That the Einstein theorems on 150 blackboards that were photographed have been studied by Jerry Feinberg, Dr. Gerald Feinberg. And he found an equation on the blackboards that physicists were baffled by, that there is a subatomic particle moving faster than light, and he's the same man, Einstein, who said nothing is going to move faster than light. In his own math, there's a subatomic particle moving faster than light that when it gives up all its energy, it will appear at all points across its trajectory. Some heard of that and ridiculed it. I heard of that and I wept. Because I now found the science world was saying that Jesus, or Godhead, had caused things to be, gave it energy. If you give that energy up, it goes back to its original form. and it's at all points across its trajectory. That's the omnipresence of God himself.
Wow.
Science giving us a definition of the omnipresence of God.
So science is really a discovery of God.
It's a set of discoveries. We've got a lot of loopholes and a lot of blank spots, and there's been a lot of theory to fill those in. And our real problem, my real problem with science, is that some of those theories stand separate from the Word of God.
Right.
The standard that Yahweh gave us that said that subatomic particles moving faster than light would give up all their energy and appear at all points across their trajectory. If they appear at all points across their trajectory, that means it is in its past, in its present, and in its future. Mm. So if there is a potential of energy that we see go into a camera, that goes into a charge-coupled device in the camera, and puts your reflected light into a chip, that's matter having memory.
Wow.
And if that chip goes into the computer, it can play it back. Even the camera can play it back.
And we do that all the time.
We do it. We do it without even thinking.
Yeah, we don't even understand.
Our internet operates on the fact that matter has memory.
Wow.
I believe the day will come that mankind will have the increased knowledge. Jesus told his disciples that when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to lead Patricia. He's going to lead Becky and David. He's going to lead everybody watching right now into all truth. All truth means all. That doesn't mean he's going to reserve something. And if he's going to lead you into all truth, I like how he confirmed all truth. Because then he said, he's not going to speak of himself, the Holy Spirit, only the things he's heard from the Father. And he will show you, Patricia. He'll show David. He'll show the person watching things to come. That's Jesus speaking about your future. You can know your destiny. That's what Becky told me when I died on the airplane. And she said, your assignment isn't finished. Now, what did she know? She had known about my assignment, and she knew I hadn't accomplished it yet. And I haven't yet
and
to this day.
She knew you couldn't depart early.
That's why she said, you can't go anywhere.
That's right.
So the point is, we don't have to live short of the creative process that is the God creator, Yahweh himself, speaking into your destiny, your husband's health, your husband's destiny. His assignment isn't close
That's
to being
right.
over.
That's right.
This show and this network and this program, it's just beginning.
That's right.
You're just getting started.
That's
so
right.
The assignment which is coming fulfills itself by your seeing and your saying, where you cause the quantum forces to be released.
Right.
And on quantum physics, there's a phenomenon you've asked me to talk about. We did at lunch. This double slit experiment. If you're watching today, take some notes. You got to go Google the double slit experiment. It's two slits in a substance, a piece of paper, a piece of cardboard, a piece of tin, two slits, quarter of an inch wide, 10, 12 inches long, two slits in a substance. And you put a light on one side of the substance, and it shines through the two slits. And if you go to Google with it and look for the double slit experiment or the duality of light, you will find a kit that you can buy. And you can order it, and you plug it in, and it plugs into your computer, and you get the double slit, and you shine light through it. Any kind of light. A light bulb will work, a flashlight will work, a candle will work. I do it with lasers. Any of the photons coming out of a substance shines through the two slits. And when you observe the result, which is going to end up on a sensor behind it that comes in the kit, that plugs into your computer, you call it a particle, and a shotgun blast shows up on the screen. They can get these for TVs, and you can see the shotgun blast dots, random dots.
And this is just by calling?
All you do is how you observe it causes it to be particles. And it's a shotgun blast. Don't change the light. Don't change the receptor, the sensor. Change your observation. And if you observe particles, you imagine particles, you see particles, you observe particles, it becomes the shotgun blast. Don't change anything from the source or the receptor. Call it waves, like dropping a pebble into a pond of water, and you'll see waves instead of the shotgun blast.
So it's all about perception.
It's all about observation. Mm-hmm. If you observe, you cause that to be. How do you think you got the
house
you live
in? That's why Jesus said, seek and ye shall find.
Seek and ye shall find. He also said, be careful how you observe the woman.
Right.
Because if you observe her, sin isn't only in the act. Sin
is
in the observation. Now, you bought a home. That's, all of you did. If you own a home. You got the home, you observe. Think about it. You got the car, you observe. Mm-hmm. You're living with a husband or wife, you observe. Mm-hmm. Your life, my pretty red coat. I observed. I saw, and
right.
It became my reality. Well, your reality is not a mystery. Your reality doesn't have missing pieces.
Now, in your book, you talk about creating your future, and this is one of the this is one of the keys to that. Is you can have what you see. I do a teaching. It's called "If You See It, You Can Have It."
If you see it, you can have it.
Based on God taking Abraham out on the fields after Lot left, and he said, look as far as you can to the north, the south, the east, the west, because whatever you see, I will give to you.
Every salesman knows the key to selling.
Yeah.
If he can see the sale, if he can see the signature on the contract, mm-hmm. if he can see the deposit check, he can close the sale. And the same salesman knows if he can't see it, he'll never close the sale. So the principle is a very simple principle. Your observation, what you have the capacity to imagine and believe and release for, you're calling a nanosecond that's coming to you that's empty. See, God gave you potentials. He didn't create your future. Mm-hmm. You create your future. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
I had someone one time say some derogatory things to me. Mm-hmm. They were like a curse.
Yep.
Saying your life isn't going to go anywhere. This ministry is going to fall. God's going to wipe it out. But I knew that that was a lie because I had seen or perceived the truth concerning my life in Christ. And the promises of the Lord for me were a future and a hope and goodness.
Becky
and
saw that for me on the airplane.
I just stood on that.
Yes.
And we just kept producing and multiplying in the goodness of God. And I really believe it was like what God revealed to us about the truth is what created it. Now, if I believed those negative words and said, oh, no, you know, this is going to be terrible. Our ministry is going to be chopped down to nothing. It was like a negative prophecy, right? Ministry is going to be chopped down to nothing. And if I had seen the lie, it would have produced the lie.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what happened in the garden. A lie, certainly you will not die if you eat of this fruit. Satan is here to kill, steal, and destroy, and he does it through our perception, and he does it through our observation. Today out in TV land or where you're watching on computer, be careful what you say. You're going to get it. Careful what you see. That's also coming. And it's coming in this nanosecond. That's indeterminate.
What's a nanosecond?
A nanosecond is a billionth of a second.
Wow.
You take a second and you slice it 1 million times, and then you slice each one of those 1 million times, and that's a billionth of, that's a little slice of the future.
Wow.
But it's very real. And that billionth of a second is coming, and it's full of potential or full of calamity. It's full of blessings or it's full of curses. And you get to dismiss the curse and claim the blessing.
Wow.
And that's as easy as saying, I receive my blessing in Jesus' name. And when you do in Jesus' name, you're hooking to the authority of the Godhead and all of eternity. Mm-hmm. So I say this ministry is blessed.
Amen.
I say that the people that are watching this ministry and they hear about quantum healing and quantum prayers, those prayers and that healing belong to you. Mm-hmm. They belong to the millions that have a need, and this is your solution. I like to say I'm a set of solutions looking for problems.
Come on.
And that's awesome. The way it works, because if you see the solution in a testimony where somebody has been healed and delivered and set free, or a successful business, or a successful idea, we create that with the input from the Holy Spirit giving us our potentials.
Amen.
And with the potential.
That's our intention, right?
Intention.
Whatever we put our focus on. I've always said, whatever you focus on, That's what you empower in your life.
That's right.
And we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back because I want to ask them some really cool questions out of Bible stories. Like, did Jesus walk through a wall? Like, is that something that science can confirm in these days? What about walking on water? Is that something science can confirm in this day? We'll be right back.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
Journey through the mystery of the kingdom and experience the tangible glory of heaven. The Glory School unpacks new creation realities, hearing the voice of God, third heaven visitation, and much more. Visit xpministries.com to purchase The Glory School now.
All right, Dr. Van Kuvering, I have some questions to ask you. First of all, is that we know in the Bible that Jesus, we presume, walked through a wall because his disciples were in a closed room with a locked door. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Jesus is in there. So somehow he got in there. But I was wondering, is there a scientific confirmation of possibility to walk through walls? Like, because can we as believers, I mean, if Jesus did it, we should be able to do it too.
Yes, there is a confirmation. The confirmation is that all substances have a different frequency. And we now know that the particles of the subatomic particles that make up matter, the periodic table of elements, are sounds and frequencies. As a matter of fact, I can play on my new synthesizers 114 periodic table of elements that are the frequencies of matter. And your body has a certain 31 of those, and those can be played and restore energy in the human body. But if I was going to pass a book through the table, the book is a given set of frequencies. The table is a given set of frequencies. So they have to be modulated to the nodal point of each other so that one mass can pass right through another mass, much in the same way a radio signal gets into this room. And a radio signal is a very real field force.
And it can go through walls.
It can go through a wall, obviously. And right here between us, everything on the internet is.
Right.
And everything on television is. Everything of military that we don't even know about is. Everything from HAARP in Alaska is. So there's a lot of field forces that can be modulated that they would respect or they would respond to the nodal point of the other field force.
Wow.
And they'll pass right through each other.
I have a testimony of a gal in America up north. In fact, I believe that we have this recorded somewhere. It's an amazing testimony that she was driving home from a Bible study one night with two people.
I know who this is.
In her car and drove through the truck.
She drove through the truck, or a truck drove through her Suburban.
Right.
She came to me in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, weeping after I'd been dealing with about an hour of people in a prayer line. And she told me her story. Her husband was there. Her daughters were there. And she said that she was on a green light going down a hill.
That
and
was
a truck towing a horse trailer with eight horses in it hit her. The most amazing part of the story, not only is the miracle, another amazing part is there was an officer parked on a parking lot
who saw
the whole event. Okay? And I encouraged her to record it, which she did.
Right.
They've been circulated. We've also circulated
them.
Matter can pass through matter the same way prayer can pass through a stubborn heart. Or a miracle of information can get in to a mind that's closed. It isn't just matter against matter. It's matter against God energy or satanic energy. So my question is, how do we really modulate to allow God's energy to control my future or to keep me out of a disaster? And he can, and he does.
And he just changes frequency.
He changes the frequency, and Yahweh would have been a perfect example of that. Why don't we walk through walls is the real question. I am not sure we are as ready as we soon will be. And I say soon because I believe the church is on a rise right now.
Me too.
And I believe that the kingdom is going to open up these quantum doors of quantum opportunities where not only will the electron allow us to be in one place, but in two places, more than one place. Your body is electrons, and we can now prove, and I don't have time to go into all of this, we can now prove that you're blinking in and out of here 20,000 times a nanosecond. So if you're blinking in and out of here, and that wall is blinking in and out of here, for those electrons to pass each other without hitting each other is just modulating at the given frequency of the other's nodal point.
That is so possible in God. All things are possible.
All things are possible.
Okay, quickly, one more question. I got to know the answer to this one. Jesus walked on water.
Yep.
It says so in the Bible.
Yep.
Can science prove that?
Yes. Surface tension of a 20,000-pound truck can drive up on water on the street and can stand on the water and hydroplane through an intersection. We call it hydroplaning.
Wow.
Cars and trucks getting up on the surface tension of raindrops. Surface tension is the answer.
Okay.
Change the surface tension. Now, you and I have never exercised our surface tension over water. You probably feel a little bit ridiculous standing on the outside of the bathtub saying, I'm going to stand on the water. Maybe you'll try it next time. It's the surface tension you
talked about. I've walked on water before.
You have walked on water.
Yeah, I have walked on water.
I've not done it when I wasn't water skiing.
Oh, I tell you, I've walked on water.
Wow.
Up north in Canada, we have a lot of cold weather.
Ice.
And there was a whole lake full of water. It froze over, and I walked on it.
I believe that it's possible, and the day is coming, that the things that we call miracles, in more ways than we are witnessing. Now, I know the Lord gave me a new heart. We have no disease in the old heart. Doesn't even look like it. They got pictures of both of them. And it is, I don't have any disease in my heart. But I believe the kingdom of God is about to release to the believers the miracles that are going to change the way the world perceives Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God.
Right. This is
great
awesome.
Future.
This is awesome. I tell you, we are living in the most amazing day. Our God has always been awesome. He has always been almighty. He's always been creator. He created every element, every molecule, every atom, every subatomic particle. He created everything. And in him, all things are possible. But isn't it amazing that science is discovering the works of our God and giving confirmation even to the miracle realm or saying, you know, that's not difficult because God made it this way or that way or the other way, and it's possible. We want your faith to be raised up to a level where you will believe God to do anything. The manifest sons of God are about to come forth in the earth where we will manifest the glory of God more than any other day, more than any other hour. He deserves the glory that we are going to give him. I'm going to see you next time, and as we close today's program, I want Dr. Vancouvering to pray a blessing over you, over your future, over your destiny, because there is a great day ahead of you. And as he prays and as he decrees, things are just going to come into place, come into divine order for you to live in the greatest degree of goodness that you have ever known. So we'll see you again next time. And remember this, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really really does. Go tell the world about that.
Become a Breaker Team partner today. For a generous commitment of $30 a month or more, go online to xpministries.com.
Journey through the mystery of the kingdom and experience the tangible glory of heaven. The Glory School unpacks new creation realities, hearing the voice of God, third heaven visitation, and much more. Visit xpministries.com to purchase the Glory School now.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.
This is Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.
Thank you, Patricia. Those of you that are watching, I'd like you to say with me right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, I believe that I have been spoken to today, not only by your servants, but by the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit guide me to know my potential, that I could see the things that you want me to accomplish for health, for wellness, for success, for my family, for my personal being, for my business and my home. Holy Spirit, give me wisdom. Give me guidance. May the miraculous release that I've heard about today flow as energy from my being to change my circumstances. May I walk in health. May I walk in wellness. May I walk with the blessings of God's provision released into my life. And I pray for you that Jesus will reveal this truth to you and you will walk in eternal life in Jesus' name. God bless you.
God, the creator of the universe, desires relationship with you. He wants you to experience Him. Join Patricia King and the XP team this coming Sunday for Experience. Experience is a powerful and impacting night of worship and the Word in an atmosphere charged with the presence of the Lord. Patricia hosts Experience events on the second Sunday of every month. Bring a friend or two with you and we'll see you there. For more information, go to xpministries.com.